is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said it is better to vote for what you want and not get it than to vote for what you don't want and get it. That was Eugene Debs, born in Terre Haute, Indiana, 1855. At the age of 14, went to work on the railroad. He joined the union, became editor of their national magazine, went to prison for support of the Pullman strike of 1894, came out 6 months later a committed socialist. He was a charismatic speaker, ran for president several times, got 1 million votes in 1912, co-founded the Industrial Workers of the World, the Wobblies. In 1917, he was sent to prison for a speech in which he said, "The rich start the wars, the poor fight them." The Espionage Act had been passed, which made it a crime to publicly oppose the American involvement in World War I. Eugene Debs, who said, "When great changes occur in history, when great principles are involved, as a rule, the majority are wrong." He also said, "Chicago is the product of modern capitalism and, like other great commercial centers, is unfit for human habitation." It's the birthday of the poet Ella Wheeler Wilcox, born Johnstown, Wisconsin, 1850, who was famous for her poem Solitude, which begins, "Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone, for the sad old earth must borrow its mirth. It has trouble enough of its own." And today is Guy Fawkes Day in Britain, celebrating the night in 1605 when a man named Guy Fawkes was arrested. He was guarding a stash of explosives underneath the House of Lords, the gunpowder plot hatched by a group of English Catholics to blow up the Houses of Parliament and assassinate the Protestant king, King James the First. Became an annual event, this celebration, with fireworks and bonfires and trick-or-treating and the burning of effigies. Here's a poem for today by Greg Watson at the Sparkle Laundromat on Rice Street. The teenagers are bored, having nowhere else to go, not wanting to go home to the drab familiarity of housing projects and apartment complexes. We, too, are directionless, but directionless in the same place and time, between jobs, between loves, between ambitions. We are loitering without intent. Hank Williams echoes from a small, dusty speaker. Quarters tumble from the change machine. Pool balls click with soft indifference. The ceiling-high windows are veiled with steam. Impossible to tell at first glance if it is summer or winter, daylight or evening. There is no stampede of years here, no memory rushing in either direction, insistent on its own inherent beauty, only the rhythm of machines in cycle, that constant turning without arrival. We could come back decades from now, pick up where we left off, wait it out for one more song before returning to the world again. At the Sparkle Laundromat on Rice Street, a poem by Greg Watson, from All the World at Once, published by Noden Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.